sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Christmas Eve. Hey, it's Matt Abatacola. You know, SeatGeek is the very best way to buy tickets. That's why I have it on my smartphone. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because what they do is they price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites, so it saves you time. You're always going to find the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. This is my favorite feature. You open the venue you're going to, and you'll see red dots and green dots. The green dots are the ones to go to. The larger the green dot, it means the better value for that seat. You're always going to find something to fit any budget on SeatGeek. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. So keep that in mind. I saw tickets for Christmas Eve in town here, football game, under $50. Maybe you want to go this weekend. You got nothing to do on Sunday. Under $60 on SeatGeek for tickets. And maybe you feel like taking a little road trip. You want to go up to Green Bay and see the team here in town play up there against that team in Wisconsin. $115. I saw them for under $115. That's a great price. But those home game prices are super cheap on SeatGeek. Take advantage of those. And I can also offer you a $20 rebate for all my listeners. You download the SeatGeek app on your smartphone. You go to the settings tab and you click add a promo code and you enter promo code Matt, M-A-T-T. That's me. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Keep those ticket prices in mind. Christmas Eve, great Christmas gift, under $50 for a ticket. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code Matt and do it today at SeatGeek.
Has a new store in Schaumburg, and this is a grand opening sale like no other. More style, more selection, more savings. All stores are celebrating with up to 65% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 to 30% off the sale price, or no interest till 2020. Line up Saturday at 8 a.m. in Schaumburg. Get a free $100 gift card just for coming in. Get free TVs, tablets, and Bluetooth speaker bars with purchase. Win $10,000 cash or a family trip to Disney World. And Santa will be at Schaumburg and Downers Grove from 11 to 4 Saturday and 12 to 5 Sunday. Huge doorbusters in every department Saturday only. And at Art Van Pure Sleep, save up to an extra 36% off top name brand mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 72 months. It's the grand opening of Art Van Furniture in Schaumburg. Higgins at Meacham, one block south of Woodfield Mall. Saturday, extended hours, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Go to artvan.com for details.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of Major Soft Drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious, one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to.
That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I was planning to party my pants off this weekend, but I don't own any.
You don't own pants?
No, I don't own party pants.
Oh, just dance over to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, party-ready pants, dresses, and tops for the whole family are up to 50% off in stores and at OldNavy.com.
Did you say up to 50% off?
That's right. Plus, come in now to redeem your Old Navy Super Cash and save even more.
I'm doing a celebration dance. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 11/29 through 12/4. Select styles only.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Don't miss your chance to catch the Northwestern Wildcats in Big Ten Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets on sale now, NUSports.com. Bears back at practice today as they continue for the one-win 49ers. News of the day comes from John Fox. He gave the status of Jay Cutler earlier today. For Cutler, it's a torn labrum. Surgery will be done and performed on Saturday. That means Jay Cutler's season officially over. Today, Dowell Loggins met with the media up at Hallis Hall and described what Cutler will do since he won't be on the field.
He exhausted all options. Obviously, Jay would do anything to be out there playing, and did everything he could, and it's not going to work out that way. But he'll, you know, he was great last week with Matt. As soon as he gets his schedule set and everything gets worked out, then he'll do the same exact thing. He'll be in the QB room helping out and doing whatever he can to help this team try to find a win week to week.
Cutler season officially over, very possibly, as well as his Bears career. Noon kick Sunday when the Bears take on San Francisco. NFL tonight, Cowboys and Vikings up in Minnesota. Today, the Vikings find out head coach Mike Zimmer will not coach for them today as he had emergency surgery yesterday on his eye. Catch that game here on The Score tonight. Coverage starts 7 p.m. Other NFL news today, Rob Gronkowski said to have a herniated disc. He has to have surgery on that and is expected to miss at least 2 months. College football, Indiana has fired head coach Kevin Wilson. Reports are saying that they did so because of player mistreatment. Blackhawks in action tonight. They host the New Jersey Devils. Puck drops 7:30. No Jonathan Toews in the lineup tonight. And Tiger Woods made his long-awaited return to the PGA Tour today. Started off great, 4-under through 8 holes. Finishes up, however, 1-over par, good for 17th of 18 participants in the Hero World Challenge. First-round leader, J.B. Holmes, with an 8-under round. This scoreboard update brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. And be one of three lucky winners to win $17,000 big game package at Four Winds Casino. You can experience the thrill of the big game in person with two tickets and travel accommodations in our $65,000 big game package giveaway. For details, visit any Four Winds Casino location or fourwindscasino.com. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Boars and Bernstein.
Go Bears.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Barry Rosser's in for Terry Boars today on the Boars and Bernstein Show. We are in DeKalb at Hometown Sports Bar and Grill on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. And no, you're not. You're looking, wait, is it Friday? Is it Thursday? It's Thursday. And then you wonder, are you going to be out tomorrow as well? Yes, there is another Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour stop tomorrow at Another Round in Downers Grove. Matt Abaticola will be sitting in with me, and we'll have our regular Friday stuff tomorrow from Another Round, and we are certainly looking forward to that. I imagine we could grab some phone calls. We have not done much of that today at 312-644-6767. There were some several goose hunters saying you can hunt wild geese, but geese on golf courses are not considered wild.
What are they?
Annoying.
And destructive.
I see no reason. I don't understand that. I see no reason why I can't kill them on a golf course.
We were trying to figure out who was ripping out the hearts, whether it was the Aztecs or the Mayans as part of their ritual. And Rudy says, I wouldn't screw around with the Mayans. And from personal experience, don't drink tequila with them ever. I got hammered with a bunch of them in Mexico years ago, and my buddy decided he could match them in the game of putting a body part in a fire. So the Mayans did fine. My buddy has a permanent scar on his arm. Bad matchup. What, arm with fire?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that's going to go well for you.
My name is Mr. Joshua. Right.
Nor does tequila generally go well.
There's nothing wrong with tequila, but if, in fact, and this is just a public service announcement, if tequila leads you to play a game of putting a body part in a fire...
Stop drinking tequila.
...with Mayans, that's probably not going to end well for you. It's probably a bad night. We started the show by talking a bit about the Bulls and just trying to get that horrible game out of our system. The Blackhawks are going to be in action once again. Is it tonight they play?
Tonight, they have the Devils.
And Jonathan Toews did not skate around.
Still not supposed to play.
Okay, what's the injury?
I believe it is a back injury.
What kind?
I do not know the answer to that.
You're supposed to know. You know everything about hockey. You know everybody in hockey, and hockey people tell you hockey things.
Well, I'll ask somebody. I haven't asked anyone.
Why not? Wouldn't you want to know what the injury is to your favorite player? The one who is always criminally underrated, even as in his own city?
Yeah, it's early, and I'm not really worried about it because Joel Quenneville keeps saying it's not a big deal, so I haven't even asked anyone. But I will ask
someone. He would say it's not a big deal if a guy had an ice pick in his eye.
He's not John Fox.
He's pretty close.
In some ways.
He's pretty close.
But he can also coach. So that separates him in some way.
Yeah, that he, even though he does have the people who he still continues to annoy, that even the hockey cognoscenti believe that he eventually always ends up figuring out the right thing to do, even if it takes him a while.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he has his faults like any coach, and I've disagreed with him many times on his handling of young players and the fact that eventually many of them get sent away because he simply won't play them or doesn't like them. But no, he's a really good coach.
The 219's angry. Geese on a golf course are definitely still wild. It's just illegal to hunt them there, you dumbass. Well, I'm just going with what people tell me. I'm not a hunter. I don't know.
It doesn't seem fair.
This guy, sorry, I'm a dumbass because I don't know the specific rules of goose hunting or the pros and cons of hitchhiking.
So if they're not on a golf course and I run them over because I intend to hunt them by using my car, is that illegal?
Because now that you've said it, yes. But if you're on a golf course, like, oh, I didn't see it, I don't know, you probably could get away with killing it and you'd get off at it being an accident. I think. I don't know. I mean, we've heard all sorts of stories about accidentally killing birds with errant shots on golf courses.
Oh, yeah. No, I hit one in the neck once.
Whether it's a, you know, there's always the great blue heron and snowy egrets around. You never know. Look, I could spray a ball anywhere and kill anything. So, I hope I'm not hitting it into somebody's porch or into some, you know, baby's bedroom or something.
I sculled a 4-iron right into the neck of a goose.
Once. Really?
Yeah. It wobbled for a long time. I don't know if it actually died, but it wobbled for a long time, and the rest of the geese seemed very upset about it. His family seemed very, very upset.
This is Mr. Horse on the score.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a bad story about geese. My first job was at a nursing home, and I was 15 years old. I worked in the kitchen, and I asked one of my buddies to give me a ride to the nursing home to pick up my paycheck, and there was a bunch of geese in the driveway. Needless to say, he ran them all over, and it was my last.
Why is that needless to say?
Well, it isn't needless to say, but needless to say, it was my last paycheck.
Also, not really needless to say.
Right. That neither one was particularly. If that was the purpose of calling in just to say it, it actually needed to be said. So we're about 45 minutes away from the scheduled press conference in Bloomington where Indiana University is going to announce exactly what football coach Kevin Wilson did wrong. But it's really, really troubling that this is – if you are just now starting to interview players, yet already we're finding out that some of these allegations, specifically concussion management mistreatment,
there was a guy
go back to 2015.
Yeah, there was a guy in his own conference who got fired for this stuff. I mean, are you unaware of that?
Yeah, you know, I should ask Greg Gabriel about it too, because I don't know if you're a pro college scouting director. I don't know that you ever think about some of those things, or what's the ethical responsibility if you're like an NFL guy and you get word through whoever that, by the way, yeah, the coach is that guy who was hurt. The coach really pushes him back, because some guys have reputations of being less accommodating when it comes to injured players.
Well, I guess it depends on whether you like this particular guy and he helps you find players. It probably affects your ethical standards as it applies to those guys.
It probably matters, too, if it's a public or private university where the rules might be different. And obviously, it's some of these land-grant universities, talking Illinois and Indiana, with you still have taxpayer money involved.
But there was an idiot in your own conference who just went through this publicly.
The difference is he probably got away with it longer. Wilson did because he's a better coach. And for Beckman, it was just yet another reason, because he was abusive and a bad coach and an idiot. But Wilson
That's
is
the trifecta.
I don't think Wilson's a bad coach. But why do they do this? Why do they keep doing this? Why at the college level, at the high school level?
Desperation.
But it's just, look, the game is already inhumane enough. It's already fundamentally, by its nature, the actual playing of the game. We know we have to make some sort of intellectual peace somehow with the cognitive dissonance of football's inherent inhumanity. And then to get a coach that makes it worse by torturing young men as part of the way you exercise your authority. That somehow that's going to make them tougher or better or bigger, stronger men. It always gets back to the same football tropes. You know, we hear that I always laugh. You know, Jim Harbaugh's like the last bastion of toughness in men and males, that whole thing. It's all just kind of creepy.
This is a guy himself who suffered numerous concussions. And you can see that generally when you hear him speak.
Yeah, the game doesn't need it. It doesn't. It doesn't need to wrap itself in its perceived role as some bastion of building toughness. All kinds of sports can build toughness. All kinds of activities can build mental and physical toughness. Football itself is brutal and abusive by its very nature. And then you get somebody like this who is entrusted with how many hundreds of kids, how many living rooms, how many family dinners, how many people's homes into which he's been invited, and parents say, "Okay, this is that you're gonna be in charge of my kid," and he makes a kid with a concussion run 6 miles. Yeah, go run 6 miles. And the Beckman thing.
Yeah, that's usually the answer to a concussion is go run 6 miles. Well, you're already sick.
Well, Beckman, when the guy was, he didn't believe the kid had a spinal injury. Turn your head.
I mean, how many fingers am I holding
that way? Who thinks
that way? College football, you can't be surprised to hear.
I know. It's just, I would think in this day and age, with our ability to share information, with the idea that there's never any secrets, why a coach would still feel protected and bulletproof enough to do it, let alone to want to do it. Whatever part of him thinks, or whoever taught him, whatever part of him thinks that this is what you're supposed to do.
Either really stupid or really desperate.
Big Jim on the South Side is on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, before I get to my question for Barry, hey, Dan, have your peeps in Omaha recovered from the clubbing they got from the Hawkeyes last Friday?
I think they kind of wrote it off when they realized they weren't as good as they were when the season started. I haven't talked to anybody there.
That was a big old take it behind the woodshed and see what you can do. But anyway, hey, Barry, Dustin Johnson, you know, we talk about this and talk about that. How is he able to walk 18 holes after, you know, being who he's married to with Miss Pauline there? I mean, for the love of God. I mean, you can talk about his attributes aren't that great mentally, but physically, to be able to have a wife like that and then golf the next day and walk 18 holes, I mean, that's amazing.
What is this guy talking about? Have you seen golf wives? Like this is something, like a golfer has a pretty wife? Are you kidding?
It's not really unusual.
No, it's it is look at, look as at, they say, it's par at, for the course.
Look at look. Oh, I get what you did there. Look at Tabitha Furyk.
Look at any of them, or any number of them, have had been with Amanda Duffner at some point, right? I mean, isn't it right? I mean, sometimes it's the same one for everybody, right? But if what? You too, Miska. They're golfers. They have a couple of kids.
What's wrong with you?
They have a couple of kids with a high school sweetheart, and then they divorce the high school sweetheart after she has the kids, and then they marry one 20 years younger who looks exactly like the high school sweetheart. I mean, and Dustin Johnson will probably end up with more. They all end up with more than one. They go through them like, you know, they just cast them aside.
The difference is he won't even know. He probably won't even know. He won't even remember.
He's too stupid to know. Which one is this again?
Dustin, you want to mark that ball before you make that putt at the U.S. Open? Nah, it's all right. I got it.
They have to mark their wives, too? You want to mark that one just to remember which one that is or whose that is? And they put like three dots on there. Just that one's mine. What's she look like? Oh, she's about 5'4", blonde and thin.
Were you?
I don't know. That might be yours. It might be mine.
Were you playing a Pro V? I don't know. I got
it. I'm not sure. Is it a two or is it a three or a two? I don't know. I just pulled it out of my bag. I dropped one here. I had to drop a wife here. I got a club length distance, no closer to the hole. So I pulled another wife out of the bag. Boris and Bernstein, the Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. You have the score.
Every Monday during football season is an Ed Nableton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game. Plus, reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. Starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Handley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Nableton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Nableton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Russell Westbrook's rage against the world tour continued last night in OKC. He welcomed back former Thunder coach Scottie Brooks by dropping a triple-double and an overtime win on him. That makes four straight triple-dubs for Russ. He's averaging a triple-double a night as the calendar turns to December, the first NBA player to do that since Oscar Robertson. And while Thunder fans are still angry at Kevin Durant for busting out West, I'll say this. This is way better. Durant and Westbrook may have been the league's best 1-2 punch, but solo tour Russ is even crazier. I like the Warriors even more with Durant, but I like the Thunder even more without him. Because we're getting a chance to watch one of basketball's freakiest athletes ever play out the prime of his career on a mission. And while everybody else can talk about the flaws of this team, I don't care. Give me Russ and then get the heck out of the way. I'm Jim Rome.
Line up Saturday at 8 a.m. for Art Van Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg. Get a free $100 gift card, free TVs, tablets, and Bluetooth speaker bars with purchase. Win $10,000 cash or a family Disney trip. Art Van Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
You may be doing all your Christmas shopping online. However, your mortgage is too big of a purchase to be done online. The Home Loan Expert team meets with all of their clients face-to-face and go over everything line by line, and they will come to you. Don't worry about driving to their office. Let them meet you where it's most convenient for you. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world.
Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Matt Abaticola
and Dan Bernstein.
If you're in the market for a brand new mattress, then don't miss the huge year-end savings at Mattress Firm with their year-end closeout sale.
The closeout sale means floor models and accessories are on sale, like 50% off select floor models and 60% off accessories. But that's while supplies last. So you've got to get in there and check it out. And I know that you have been passing multiple Mattress Firms on your way to work, home from work, or just out and about. So stop in, because this weekend you might get the deal of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's great savings up to $500 store-wide. Queen sets as low as $179.99. Plus, sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. A great opportunity to check out the custom collection crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm.
I've got the Tempur-Pedic, and I can't say enough about it. And right now, you should look at savings of up to 50%. On Tempur-Pedic, along with Beautyrest Black Hybrid and Hampton and Rhodes floor models. Those are the good ones. This is your chance to get a high-end mattress at a fraction of the price. And I know you're inundated with mattress advertising, and you're thinking, well, should I do this at Mattress Firm or how else? Here's the deal. Mattress Firm allows you to shop with confidence, because if you find a better deal even after you shop at Mattress Firm, after you make your purchase at Mattress Firm, you show them that advertisement, they will beat that price by 10% or it's free. That applies even up to 100 days after purchase.
And when you're there at the store, you have to play with the adjustable bases and see how different it can be to have a bed with an adjustable base. It's made a world of difference for both me and Dan. And also, ask about the Sleep Happy Guarantee while you're talking to one of the sleep experts at Mattress Firm. So go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you and take advantage of this year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I was planning to party my pants off this weekend, but I don't own any.
You don't own pants?
No, I don't own party pants.
Oh, just dance over to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, party-ready pants, dresses, and tops for the whole family are up to 50% off in stores and at OldNavy.com.
Did you say up to 50% off?
That's right. Plus, come in now to redeem your Old Navy super cash and save even more.
I'm doing a celebration dance. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 11/29 through 12/4. Select styles only.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Order. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
On the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour at Hometown Sports Bar and Grill in DeKalb. Barry is regaling me with possible grocery stores at which he knows everything about this place. He's like, well, you can go to the jeweler here, you can go to the jeweler there, you can go over there to Schnucks, you can take this road. And this guy knows DeKalb like the back of his hand.
And I don't know the back of my hand all that well from 30 years ago. I don't remember what it looked like then. But yes, I can help you with that. As for Taves, it is definitely not serious.
Okay.
Although I'm told it could be shoulder and not back. I am efforting that as we speak.
The 217 says, what? Pro golfers have hot wives? I am both stunned and shocked, says Mr. Pouty Pants.
And surprised.
And the 847 says, USGA rules, despite Rosner's objections, do allow for 14 wives in the bag. It depends.
That's too many.
It depends on the tournament, though. It depends on the layout of the tournament. Sometimes you want to carry, two shorter wives, depending, or you may want to have a longer one if need be.
And then in the RNA, they have their own rules, and then you have the PGA. So.
And then the modified Stableford scoring system, which changes everything.
And then there's bifurcation. So as an amateur, you can have as many as you want. Take as many in the bag as you'd like.
I love random texts when I'm not sure if they're true. Not as good as the random sex that we get, but this is great. And I'm reading it whether it's true or not. And it's from the 217 because I don't know why somebody would make this up if it weren't true. It's it says, I went golfing with your coworker Rick Camp, and he hit a goose. And it tried to shake it off in a pond, but proceeded to die in the pond. Well, as long as Rick Camp didn't die in the pond, everything's fine, because that would be bad.
Rick Camp will text me momentarily to tell me whether that was true. But I guess you don't really care.
And our buddy Dale Bowman, who got some of this started with his story today in the Sun Times about making pasta out of goose hearts after he shot goose, he says this. This is the final word here. This is from the Sun Times outdoor expert, okay?
Okay.
If you have permission and it is not prohibited by municipality, you can hunt golf course geese. Those are super secret spots.
Okay, so that's based on what the village and or town may tell you.
Right, I think.
But ask any golf course super, and they'll tell you, please, kill them all.
It's probably, he says the same thing about the members. it's the same thing about, golf course fishing. At golf course fishing, if you have a valid license, and it's private property, and the owners of the property or managers of the property allow you to fish there, it's okay.
Does that apply to cemeteries?
There is some great fishing at some cemeteries.
It's the only time I've ever been fishing is at a cemetery.
And you didn't catch anything.
No, I caught my thumb, and I said, Gramps, I'm done with this.
Story. So that's like a Batacolas fishing story told the other day. Why I asked him why he doesn't fish. The only time he ever went fishing, he caught a duck. hooked one.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I'd eat it, but...
I know you would.
I guess it can be kind of traumatic if you're a kid.
It was traumatic to get your thumb.
Yeah.
30 seconds into the first time.
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Don't miss your chance to catch the Northwestern Wildcats at Big Ten Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears back at practice today. They continue to prepare for the San Francisco 49ers. who have just one win. 49ers come to town on Sunday. That's not the news of today, though. News is that Jay Cutler will be done for the year as he will have surgery on his torn labrum on Saturday. John Fox addressed that and says that it wasn't Cutler's first choice earlier today.
He's tough. He, like I said, he went, waited the 2 weeks, a lot of rehab. You know, they're in there all hours of the morning and afternoon and evening. You know, there were some different treatments. I'm not going to get into all the exacts, but things typically you try to do to avoid surgery, and they didn't take form like they were expecting, and we're at the surgical mode at this point.
Noon kick Sunday when the Bears welcome San Francisco. NFL tonight, Cowboys are in Minnesota. They take on the Vikings then. Mike Zimmer, coach of the Vikings, had to have emergency surgery on his eye yesterday. He will not be there for Minnesota tonight. Catch that game on The Score this evening. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Other NFL news today, Rob Gronkowski said to have a herniated disc in his back. That's going to require surgery and keep him out at least 2 months. College football, Indiana has fired head coach Kevin Wilson. Reports for doing so point to player mistreatment. Blackhawks in action tonight. They host the New Jersey Devils at 7:30. No Jonathan Toews this evening. Tiger Woods made his return to the PGA Tour today. He finishes one over par as the first round leader JB Holmes is at 8 under par after today. And sad news, former USC standout and former NFL return man Joe McKnight shot and killed today in New Orleans. Join 670 The Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan this Sunday. Stick around for the Bears postgame show with Hub Arkish, Nolan Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams. Come check out the broadcast and enjoy Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Caring and compassionate presence medical group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a presence medical group doctor today.
A little more football talk coming up after the top of the hour with Brad Miller, who now with the news about Rob Gronkowski.
Miller, the former basketball player.
Did I say Brad
player.
Miller?
Yes.
Zach Miller.
Okay.
I don't know why I said Brad Miller.
Brad Miller might know a lot about
I was
going to
say, there's a guy who would know about everything we've been talking about today. Probably football, basketball,
geese,
hunting,
fishing,
and that guy could probably field dress a goose for you and might just be able to take Dale Bowman.
Would it be able to, I mean, would it be really difficult to dress a goose? I mean, what would you put it in? Like an overcoat and a top hat? What would you do?
It's just a bird. I mean, you just you take the feathers off, right? You gut it. You take it, right? You pull the feathers off.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
How hard is it to do?
I don't really care what you do with it after it's dead, provided it's dead.
Okay. I think something happened.
Have you ever met a good goose? I mean, they're all bad, right?
Mother goose. Hey.
Was that Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus. And you can't swear like that. Come on. I expect better from you, Jesus. Although I did earlier get the
You blessed him when
I got
he
the
sneezed.
Rare opportunity to actually bless Jesus because he was over there sneezing. He was having some kind of attack.
Is that legal? Can you bless Jesus?
If
is that appropriate?
If you're properly licensed, if you're on private property, I think
is
you
that
can.
Up to the municipality as well?
I don't know. You're the DeKalb expert. I don't know.
I don't know. We could find that out. Got to get an answer to that.
I'm not sure because he's also an NIU professor. So I'm sure there's all sorts of stringent rules for what you're allowed to do.
Theology, I assume.
No, math, right? It's mathematics of some kind. Probably something I don't understand involving, like, the null set or something. Half the crap I could never figure out. The kids just bring home their homework now. It's like, no way.
No, when they got into middle school, that was pretty much it.
The math homework?
Yeah.
Some of it started to come back a little bit because some of the algebra stuff, once you remember how to solve for x, like, okay, well, you divide both of these by the same and you do the, it's like it started a little bit, but once she gets into the calculus and geometry, I love that I'll always have. But
well, geometry, I mean, that can come back to you when it comes to stats and calculus and all that.
Oh, forget calculus.
My youngest had almost a year and a half of college credits from AP classes by the time she got to school.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine now she's coming home in sixth or seventh grade with stuff that I can't even fathom, can't even possibly understand.
I couldn't understand my own homework. because my textbook was at my parents' house, and I looked at these sheets and sheets and sheets of calculus homework that I did. I couldn't make hide nor hair of any of it. I didn't know what it meant. It was entirely foreign to me, as if a completely different person had done it. I don't even remember remembering it. Any of it. It's like that. I can't believe there's my name on it. It's apparently my work, and I didn't know what any of it meant.
Oh, I'm
there's like a sigma and like something above it and underneath it.
And the sign.
And then this series of numbers.
And the sign for boron.
No, yeah. That's chemistry. But I swear to God, I didn't know what the hell
couldn't,
I was.
I couldn't do that either.
I couldn't believe I did it. And everything was like an 88. it was funny, like an 88, you know?
83?
No, it was always that calculus. 83. Always around in like an 87, 88. That's about the best I could do. If I got a 90 on some, I'd throw myself a parade.
I'm pretty sure I never did any of this stuff.
Calculus?
I don't know.
You don't even know if you took calculus?
No.
Fair enough. Q on the north side, you're on the score.
Hey, so when you bless Jesus, do you say God bless you or Dad bless you?
Or
I just said bless you.
Okay, all right.
I didn't invoke anything specific.
Okay, so I've got a story, a big question that I need help with, and a suggestion. So here's what happened. About 2-3 years ago, my brother and I are golfing. He hits a two-hopper to the shortstop, which was a goose in this case, and the goose catches it in the head, falls straight down.
Okay.
My brother and I play through because we're awful people. And then as we're finishing the round, we go back to check on the goose, and the goose isn't there. So my question is, did anybody find a dead goose about 2-3 years ago, whether you were the ranger or another golfer? Because what I want to know is, did the goose rise after 3 hours of taking a nap, like said Jesus? Or did somebody dress it up and take it home and eat it? And if so, was it delicious? So my suggestion for Friday Fung is murder or miracle.
Well, it is Thursday. I don't know that we were necessarily committed to doing something tomorrow, but I would probably guess murder.
I would think coyote.
Something probably carried it off.
Be my guess.
That is for a coyote a really nice find.
They like the eggs, right? Don't they?
Sure.
They like those.
So do people. So do people.
Like goose eggs.
Yeah. When I know from our experience up in Canada that some of the natives who work as fishing guides, some of the guys who live in Winnipeg year round will in the winters go on expeditions. I don't know exactly when, but there's a season where they're more likely to find goose eggs, and they harvest, they collect them.
Unless it's fried and involved cheese, I'm not really interested.
One guy that I know there, who is one of our longtime guides, actually stays like in the wilderness on a lake throughout the winter in a tiny trapper's cabin, and traps animals for profit.
Polar bears.
There are no polar bears in the Caribou Wilderness Provincial Park.
How do you know?
Because there are plenty of black bear. We've seen all kinds of black bear up there all over the place.
Why does that eliminate polar bear?
It's too far south.
Oh, okay.
There's moose. There's the occasional caribou that we have seen. A lot of moose and a lot of bear. And then a lot of beaver. That's just a
movie reference?
No, it's just a fact. And they get mad at you if you get too close to their lodge or their whatever it is.
The beaver?
Yes. They slap their tails against the water in a show of intimidation.
So what?
I was just trying to catch a walleye. Like, dude, sorry. But
you don't want any angry beaver.
No. And then you're back to the golf course again. He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. Zach Miller will be our guest after the top of the hour on the score.
Breaking Bears news. Jay Cutler is out for the season. For all the details, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This season, choose Chicago's team at Lakeshore Recycling Systems, your go-to residential, commercial, construction, and demolition waste solution provider. LRS is passionate about the importance of recycling and environmental sustainability throughout the communities they serve. Their goals are simple: deliver the highest levels of customer service and equipment to fit the needs of your home, business, or construction site. Partner with the championship team at Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider.
now become regular and frequent Cameron Hughes clients understand the deal, that you are drinking the best wine from the best vineyards, but because of his business model, you're just doing it with a different name and a number on the bottle. He can't disclose where it came from, but he can give you a pretty good idea, and now you can get a pretty good deal as well. That Cyber Monday offer that took off like gangbusters is now good through Friday. What it is 30% off and free shipping on a case. That is rare. A 50-pound case of wine almost never ships for free, but now it does, plus 30% off the amazing discounts you're already getting, and Cameron's going to throw in free gift bags. So what that means, if you have clients, if you have coworkers, if you want to take care right now of 12 gifts, well, 11, because you're going to at least keep one bottle for yourself, you should do that. Best deal of the year available through Friday. So what you're going to do to try these phenomenal wines is go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Shop for your wine there. You fill up that case, and then at the end, you enter the promo code DAN. Just that, D-A-N. You get any wine for 30% off and free shipping. Great for you, great for gifts. Go to chwine.com, enter the code DAN. Don't wait. The offer expires this Friday, and all the wine is in limited quantities. So once one of those lot numbers is gone, it is absolutely gone, and the wine will sell out fast. chwine.com, enter DAN.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, a dollar off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdCenter.com for more information. That's AudioAdCenter.com.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So I just got some information from somebody who would know, explaining what's going on with Kevin Wilson. And he said that to, in general, what is getting him fired is that, in his words, that Kevin Wilson, the Indiana football coach, who is going to be announced as fired within about 10 minutes, that he did not readily buy into concussion claims. It's a coach who basically...
You mean he didn't buy that the kids had them, or that he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do?
If he couldn't, his typical thing, he couldn't see anything wrong with you, he didn't think anything was wrong with you, he wanted players on the field, and apparently players felt if they didn't abide, their playing time would be cut. So it's just...
It's college football.
It's a classic college football situation of a coach just not understanding what a brain injury is.
Well... It's desperation. They don't believe the kid because they want the kid on the field. If they don't have the kid on the field, they can't win games. If they don't win games, they don't get to keep their jobs. So this is college football, the way it's always been.
Well, but it can't be the way it's always been, mm-hmm. is the point. And I think you made that point, too, that you got a guy in your conference, a guy right across the state line from you, that just lost his job for abusive behavior and not understanding the significance of injury, including spinal injury. And here is a coach who's, he's probably fine. Yeah, you got your bell rung, get back in there. It's almost stereotypical. It's almost cartoon at this point.
But you can't be surprised, and you know what's going on at the big programs, too. It's just they get away with it because they win games. I mean, you don't think that this is suddenly cleaned up or stopping.
In general?
Yeah.
No, that there aren't still people doing it. No, see, it's even more insidious when you're talking about Pop Warner and high school and everything else, where they don't have the oversight. You don't have the guidance, and you have younger kids who feel even less empowered. But it still goes back to what Kane Coulter and what that effort was with the failed Northwestern attempts at unionization, is an effort to have what was called a seat at the table, to be able to speak up, to have an opportunity to not just have these cursory, you know, coaches always love this, my door's always open. My door's always open. Yeah, the door might be open. You walk in there and he says, you're fine. You know, just because your door's open, it doesn't mean that you're actually trying to do what's right by these kids that you claim to be looking out for. And you're right. There is, in that sport, there's just... particularly in football. And I'm not talking about other kinds of abuse that we see in other sports. Did you see the soccer scandal in England right now?
Yep.
Which is, it's like Penn State times 10. And I'm not even talking about that, because anytime you have boys around, there are going to be pedophiles around preying on them, because that's where the victims are. But football. What football coaches have done and what they continue to do, I liked to think that we were at least beginning to get on the other side of this, and maybe it just takes more high-profile firings, and more importantly, in understanding that the coach shouldn't work again once they have a reputation of doing this. And then Tim Beckman goes right down to North Carolina as a volunteer coach, and people had to say, what are you doing?
Yeah, see, you're more optimistic than I am as it applies to that. I mean, if you have Art Briles and Ken Starr and what occurred at Baylor in an institutional cover-up that went from the top to the bottom, I don't know how you can... I don't know what part of you thinks that this is really going to change on a wider scale than just cleaning up one particular scandal in one particular place. I mean, I don't have any faith in that at all. I don't have any faith in these guys.
This is an email from Rudy who said, how did killing geese end up as a Boers and Bernstein open-ended hockey question? He said, I looked it up, and here's the definitive answer. You can't kill geese in the city this year because all of them are trying to pitch a book on their experience of the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series. Barry Rosner is tasked with writing the foreword for every book for which he gets no credit or money, which is why he hates them. This is an easy one. Yeah, I'm the slew of books. It's just changed, at least for 1 year. We got it used to be for many, many years, all of the books that arrived from publicists, like now all the self-published books are all like, this is my experience of being a Cub fan. This is what I've gone through with my old dead grandfather being a Cub fan.
I get an email a day, an email every single day from someone requesting that I participate in one of these books. Every single day.
How?
From various publishers around the country who want to put out one of those one-week books, one of those one of those the story of this guy or that guy on the team. I mean, you got
just a quick turnaround stuff. Right, grab it in time for the holiday.
It's a 1 week book. They don't want you to put any time in it. They don't want to pay you much for it. But we know you'd really like to be, and you're the perfect guy for this. You know, they're sending this email to everybody.
But you kind of are. Because you'll write three words for a couple of bucks, you know. It's just, you write Hall of Fame speeches.
But I don't get paid for those.
Propaganda pieces for small island governments. I mean, there isn't a thing, and I'm not.
Yeah, but those propaganda pieces for the small island governments, those pay well.
They got nothing but money. You know, the congressional filibuster speeches of just sometimes a string of Barry Rosner. At least Strom Thurmond used a string of Mike Imram columns once. Eventually, everybody decided to capitulate. It's like, okay. That's it. We're voting for cloture. And eventually, by the time they got done, nobody there understood the plan. They couldn't figure anything out. He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein, and this is the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour Hometown Bar and Grill. You're so quiet. There. Is everybody okay? Is everybody a little sleepy? Do we work hard today? Are we empty? Hi. Okay. Just making sure, because I know. I mean, Jesus is fine. He's already. He's on like his seventh beer already. I think this is. He's self-resurrecting.
And he's been blessed.
Yes, I was able to bless him today. Sort of like I was your John the Baptist today. I got to baptize. Wasn't John the Baptist Jewish? I think.
I think everyone was at one point.
Yeah, John the Baptist. I don't. That's a bad end though.
Right? That didn't go well.
Yeah, that didn't end well. If by the end of the show Caravaggio is in here trying to paint me, we get to just remind me.
Run out the back door.
Yeah, run out the back door if Caravaggio shows up. Hold that pose. Wait here. I got to get a canvas and a lot of oil paint in about 6 days, but stay there.
Don't move.
Right? And he'd kill you, too. Seriously. Caravaggio would kill you. He did. He killed people with his. That I'm not making up. That you can look up. He did kill people.
With his bare hands.
Not like Dale Bowman, where he rips your heart out and eats it. But I swear to God he did. I promise you. Next up, Zach Miller. We'll talk football and maybe other things with him now that his foot is all better. Because I don't know. I don't even know if he's been around the Bears.
It's all better?
Well, it's better. It's back on. But why would he want to talk about the Bears?
Why would anyone want to talk about the Bears?
Well, we'll just talk to him about life
okay.
and the score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Corporate catering. Whether you're hosting the season's annual family get-together or planning a holiday office party, Real Urban Barbecue's special holiday packages are customizable for every need and occasion, and their seamless service makes hosting a breeze. Visit realurbanbarbecue.com to download the holiday menu featuring items like slow-smoked prime rib, smoked ham, and char-crusted beef tenderloin. Traditional sides and homemade desserts from the Real Urban Bakery. Call the holiday hotline at 847-861-1190 to place your order today. Real Urban Barbecue, located in Highland Park, Vernon Hills, Oak Brook, and coming soon to Skokie.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I was planning to party my pants off this weekend, but I don't own any.
You don't own pants?
No, I don't own party pants.
Oh, just dance over to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, party-ready pants, dresses, and tops for the whole family are up to 50% off in stores and at oldnavy.com.
Did you say up to 50% off?
That's right. Plus, come in now to redeem your Old Navy super cash and save even more.
I'm doing a celebration dance. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 11/29 through 12/4. Select styles only.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Two generations will clash. Calling you out. Millennials versus Gen X.
The millennials, they don't have a clue.
The older generations, they've been brainwashed. I'm calling you out.